Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Biden's complete surrender. It is now utterly 100% complete. He now announced yesterday he will not be extending the August 31st deadline. The Taliban warned him, if you do, there will not only be consequences, it will be considered an act of war. And so bowing to the Taliban, Biden is now announced to a shocked world and to all of our NATO allies, we are pulling out completely all of our troops, all of our military by August 31st. Civilians will have to be evacuated even days before that deadline, which means we will be leaving Americans behind. That's right. Hundreds, if not thousands of Americans will be left behind Taliban lines, stranded, trapped, many of them potentially hostages, to be beheaded, tortured, killed, massacred. We are now completely at the mercy and the whim of the Taliban. My friends, this is worse than Saigon. This is worse than Tehran under Jimmy Carter. This is now the complete and utter humiliation of the United States and an absolute betrayal of our people in Afghanistan. They have been betrayed and abandoned by our supposed commander-in-chief. And my friends, it is now time for patriots everywhere to say enough is enough. When you betray our people and leave them in the hands of these murderous terrorist savages, and it's not just the Taliban. Biden now concedes Al-Qaeda is everywhere. ISIS-K is everywhere. They are hell-bent on revenge, hell-bent on capturing, kidnapping, and murdering Americans. He has now committed a fundamental high crime and misdemeanor, dereliction of duty. This is pure treason. And Republicans now need to demand that Biden be impeached, that he resign, that the 25th Amendment be invoked. I don't care how they do it, but he is clearly now unfit for office and he must go. And to the detractors who say, well, Jeff, you get rid of Biden, you get Kamala. Then we get her out because she also green-lighted and approved and was the architect of this disastrous withdrawal. It doesn't matter, my friends. Biden has been unmasked on the world stage. Even Seth Moulton, congressman here in Massachusetts, came back from a secret mission to Kabul, spoke to soldiers and commanders on the ground, and all of them have told him, we were too late. The evacuation started way too late. Even if we extended the deadline until September 11, we still couldn't get all of our citizens or civilians out. In other words, Biden knew people were going to be left behind. He knew Americans were going to be left trapped and stranded, and he did it anyway. This is the mother of all betrayals, the mother of all surrenders, the mother of all appeasers. And now Neville Chamberlain can finally rest easy. He is no longer the world's most notorious coward and appeaser in chief. That title now is transferred to Joe Biden. And Biden will reap the whirlwind. He must go. The sooner, the better.